Hey, thanks for cruising home with WCYY. The weekend is here. It's a finally Friday. Space Cadet Rob here, hanging out in the studio with Adam, James, Jesse, Mickey, and Ryan from Maroon 5. Actually, there's only four of you. Who's missing?
Jesse, I have better
things to do. What's that?
We kind of lost Jesse.
Did he, like, ditch you guys? Is he, like, I want to, like, take the day off or something and, like, have
no,
these...
No, he just literally disappeared.
Did he have a rough night? No,
No.
Are you concerned about him?
No, he'll be okay.
It's just one of those, just kind of drifts off from time to time. They're like, they're used to it. We're here talking with Maroon 5, playing a show up at the Edge in Augusta tonight with PSC. Now, I just get this news moments ago before I even got my questions ready for what I was going to ask you.
Huh?
Congratulations on the opening slot on the Matchbox 20 Sugar Ray Tour.
Thank you very much.
Nice, gentlemen. Nice place to be. Oh, he's playing 3 a.m. for us. Look at that. I was going to hope you're going to play a couple of your own songs, but if you want to do a cover, I guess. So how's the road?
Guys.
In general, how's the road treating you?
Oh, it's been going great.
It's great, man. As long as we're in a bus, we got no complaints. We were in a van for a long time, and it sucks.
Now, did you play anywhere last night?
Yes.
Yes, we played in Boston.
So you missed Bush's war address thing. I was going to ask you about that, if you caught any of that.
I caught about a minute of it, enough to be disgusted thoroughly.
There's so many different opinions going around. It's kind of funny, because I was hanging out with my buddy last night, and we were watching it, and did you notice that every time he asked a question, or somebody asked him a question, he went on a rampage about something totally different from the... It's almost like he had a speech the whole time.
Yeah, well, he's a child.
And he just continued on with the speech after they asked the question.
It was, he's just like, you know what it's like? At this point, it's like he's like, guys, come on! That's what he's doing. And it's like, no, dude.
You're confusing me.
It's ridiculous, man.
VoteNoWar.org is a website. Check it out.
So moving over to New York didn't have, like, anything to do with the change in your music style and the new direction?
Well, actually, it did. I mean, when we were there, we were just... We want to hear the story?
Yeah, do it up,
I'll
man.
Give you...
No, actually.
I'll give you a brief story.
Okay.
We went over there to this really weird school that was just outside New York City.
Okay.
And we stayed, you know, in State University of New York dorms. And we were basically the only white people there. We were the minority. And we just were exposed to so much different music, you know, like blasting in the halls and just all,
right,
it
right,
was
right.
all just, we were bombarded by it in a way that we hadn't been before. And we just really turned on by it. And we started to really, really pay attention to it. Because we'd always listened to it, but never really listened to it.
Right.
And we just started
until
to be,
it was all around you.
Then we were just surrounded
no
by
choice.
It. We had no choice. Yeah, right. Yeah. People just handing me copies of records to listen to. Yeah, check this out. And gospel and R&B and soul and hip hop and stuff. And we started just writing like that. And I started to kind of, you know, Stevie Wonder came into our lives then. And,
mm-hmm.
and
definitely hearing that.
The Lauryn Hill record was huge for us at that
yep.
time. I
yep.
still think it's one of the best records ever.
Yep.
And then we went into the laboratory and decided we would infuse it with modern rock, see? And then, then we, there's this new creation.
Went to the lavatory?
Well, we went to the lavatory.
We did it in the bathroom.
We went to the bathroom and
it's a dirty record.
The boys' basement, as my elementary school principal used to call it.
Yeah. But no, and we just, you know, we didn't really go into the lavatory. But we all started to kind of meet up, which there was some different tastes floating around, and didn't really know which direction we wanted to go in, and we almost broke up. But then we figured I want to say bad words, but I can't on the radio.
Save that for tonight.
We figured out our stuff, and
You got your shiznit together.
We got our shiznit. Oh, you can say that?
Yeah, you can. I think, why not?
Well, we got our shiznit together.
Yeah,
and
shiznit, yeah.
Now we're really happy with
Can't say that.
Bliatch. Now we're on the same page, and life is good, and we like what we do.
Awesome.